Nolte, poll shows impeachment torpedoes hit Joe Biden, not Donald Trump. By John Nolte on February 14, 2020. The latest polling leaves no doubt Joe Biden was severely damaged by an impeachment process that was supposed to ruin President Trump. Obviously, the far-left Politico will never frame its own morning consult poll in that way. But that is definitely the takeaway to anyone interested in the facts. Here are the bottom line numbers. A majority of 52% of voters believe it was inappropriate for the former vice president's son, Hunter Biden, to take the job with the firm Burisma. Only 18% said it was appropriate. An even bigger majority of 57% describe it as a legitimate scandal, while only 19% agree with the fake news media that it is not a scandal. Only 40% say the Biden-Ukraine scandal will not affect their vote, while a whopping 31% say it will. Politico tries to spin that as good news, but that 31% is actually very bad news for what is certain to be a close primary and general election race. Despite months and months of media propaganda arguing falsely, Biden did nothing wrong, 54% see the Biden-Ukraine scandal as a conflict of interest, while only 16% say there is no conflict of interest. Of that 54%, 35% want it investigated, and 19% do not. The worst news for Biden comes from independents, 54% of whom describe Hunter Biden's business dealings as inappropriate. Only 12% disagree. A majority of independents, 57%, describe the Biden-Ukraine affair as a scandal, while only 15% said it was not. Of that 57%, 28% said it was a major scandal, 27% a minor scandal. Now comes a very interesting statistic. In this same poll, voters are split evenly, 47% to 47%, over the appropriate for the Senate to acquit Trump. And yet, this same poll regularly showed that a plurality, or even a majority, wanted Trump removed from office. Although, to be fair, the poll did show that gap was narrowing. So there you have it. There is just no question that Nancy Master strategist Pelosi's gobsmackingly stupid plot to either remove Trump from office or, at the very least, damage his re-election chances via impeachment, has not only backfired, it backfired all over poor old Joe Biden, the best chance Democrats had of winning in 2020. Since the frame-up job of impeachment launched last October, every possible approval number has shifted in Trump's favor. Trump went from being upside down by 15 points, 41 approve, 56 disapprove in late October to 45 approve, 52 disapprove today. That is nearly a 10-point shift in his favor. Meanwhile, Biden, who was romping through the Democrat primaries back in October, who was in the lead nationally and in most, if not all, of the early primary states, has taken a total dive. He was wiped out in Iowa with a dismal fourth-place showing, wiped out in New Hampshire with an even more dismal fifth-place collapse, and now his campaign is on life support. What's more, Biden is so damaged, he's now losing bigly to Jurassic Socialist and Boy Mayor. Impeachment was supposed to destroy Trump with the false accusation he abused his office by asking Ukraine to look into Hunter Biden's shitty, to say the least, business dealings. But now, we know that impeachment ended up exposing Joe Biden's blazing corruption to the public, which has damaged him to the point that he has yet to win a single delegate. Worse still, Biden's electability numbers have cratered, and it was the electability question that had placed him at the top of the 2020 heap. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.